First off, it is an amazingly beautiful day, so I am outside enjoying the day. But let me say that I'm actually inside my car outside. And the reason I'm outside in my car is because my family's inside sleeping at the moment. It's fairly early in the morning. More importantly, though, it goes back to my writing style that I don't like being inside when I'm trying to record something like this. And my wife, really anybody who's tried to sit next to me when I'm trying to write something, probably notices this already. I can't stand it. I literally can't stand it. I can't write. I have to close my laptop or close whatever I'm writing unless I'm literally writing word for word what they're telling me, like transcribing what they're telling me. It's ridiculous. Part of it, I think, is that I don't want them to see my thoughts, the thought process as I edit, because I edit a lot when I'm writing. But some of it, I mean, it's just when I'm writing, I have typos, and I don't want them to see that I've got typos. I'm backspacing over words. I backspace more than I type. You'd think that that wouldn't even be possible, but somehow I make it possible. I actually backspace more than I type. It's a super scientific survey found that out, actually. Boy, boy, boy. Anyway, I wanted to open this up and reflect a little bit on my first episode, what I shared yesterday, and kind of some do's and don'ts, what I thought of it. First of all, I totally didn't really think it was interesting at all what I was talking about, and really I'm not sure that this is going to be interesting either. Hopefully it will be, but we'll see. Biggest thing, I did like that it had some intro and outro music. The music itself was terrible, but, you know, that's just because I made it up. But I will try to get something else going on that will be a little bit more compelling and interesting as far as that goes. In both cases, this time and last time, I really had no idea what I was going to talk about before I started talking. I literally pushed record and started talking with what was on my mind. Didn't have any preconceived idea of what I was going to talk about. I kind of like that, but I could see that getting old pretty quickly. So I think moving forward, I will try to plan out a little bit more of what I'm getting into. And like I said last time too, I think I will end up doing more of an interview type format when I do this more seriously. At this point, it's really just a matter of getting my thoughts out. Almost said on paper, because I'm so used to writing, but getting my thoughts out on a web page in an audio format, shall we say. Man, I'm awkward. Let's see, what else did I want to mention about that first episode? I did not like that it didn't have a title. I think moving forward, once I, like I said, get more serious with it, instead of it being an experiment, I will title these, if I have a guest, include the guest's name and so forth in the title rather than just calling it episode number 4 or whatever. Nobody cares about the episode number. I mean, I'm not even going to remember what the episode number, and I'm the person making these things, except for number 1 maybe. But beyond that, I'm not going to remember what these are. So I'm thinking about just ditching the entire numbering structure and just they won't even have numbers on them. And just have titles. We'll see. I kind of am leaning that direction now, but I'll play with it a little bit more before that point comes up. At this point, I haven't really submitted my podcast, I guess is what it's called at this point, to any directories or anything like that. That's kind of another step that I'll get into once I get more familiar with the actual recording process and seeing how that goes forward. A couple other things that I'm looking into are how to record remotely. So if I have a guest or an interviewee, is that what they're called? Somebody I am going to interview, how do I capture their audio in a decent, meaningful fashion instead of trying to gather us together in one car or one area or what have you. I'd like to come up with a way to record that's remote, but that's still fairly easy, and I'm not sure how to do that yet. I don't know if Skype's the best version for that or what. I was actually hoping to meet with my brother this morning, and I kind of this whole time I've been talking, I've been trying to think if I should mention this or not. I meant to meet up with my brother earlier this morning, and he bailed on me, which is not surprising since he is feeling a little bit sick and it's super early in the morning. He's not really a morning person by any means. So that was fun. It gave me some time to kind of do some research on my own, record this, and go from there. But one of the things I wanted to talk to him about is getting into the recording process for two people. I was hoping to sit down with him and use his laptop and my laptop and so forth and maybe try to mock up a simulated virtual remote recording session, even though we'd probably be sitting right next to each other. That is about it as far as what I can think of to talk about right now. I mean, I can always just keep rambling on and on, but in the interest of keeping this fairly short for now, I will stop here and talk to you with you all next time. Thanks for listening.